It was 10 years ago today that U.S. Marines began their assault on the Iraqi city of Fallujah. The fighting lasted for weeks and would become the deadliest battle of the Iraq War. Nearly 100 Americans and an estimated 3,000 Iraqi insurgents died in the fighting. With Veterans Day around the corner, this morning, WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports on how one Marine from Boston remembers Fallujah and the impact it had on him.
Chris Lessard was 26 years old when he deployed to Iraq in September 2004. 6 months earlier, four American contractors had been ambushed and killed in the city of Fallujah. Their mutilated bodies hung from a bridge spanning the Euphrates River. That set off a massive operation in the city to root out extremists, but one that was largely ineffective, leading U.S. forces to pull out of the city in May.
The insurgents basically had Fallujah and were doing whatever they want. We still wanted payback because we felt like it hadn't been completed until we would have Fallujah.
Days after then-President Bush won re-election, Lessard and his unit were on their way to Fallujah. The night of November 7th, he was part of the group that captured Fallujah General Hospital as part of a diversionary tactic, something to distract insurgents from the main fighting force moving in from the north. All that night, Humvees parked along the river blasted heavy metal music into the city. And as soon as it was light out, Lessard's unit came under fire from fighters across the river.
That was something else. That was my first exposure to combat and came out fine. And it was actually scary how addicting combat was. It was such an adrenaline that I don't think there's anything man-made that could replicate that type of feeling.
While that was happening in the western part of the city, the main force of U.S. troops were working their way down from the north. Their assignment? Clear every building of insurgents. Units would keep a log of where they encountered the enemy and how many they had killed. That log was used for Lessard's next assignment, removing the dead.
It got pretty gruesome. By the time we were getting to some of these bodies, dogs were eating them. Bones were sticking out, and it happens very quickly. So you go a day, two, 3 days, and all of a sudden that body doesn't look right.
Through all this, Lessard's unit was also clearing buildings. Even though troops had already passed through the area, there was always the chance an insurgent could have moved back into a house, waiting for the next patrol to come through.
I don't know how to explain it. It was like fighting a war in Brighton. You know, I mean, it was just you didn't know what block was hot and what block wasn't. So it was a little hairy at times. It was actually fun. But scary. You didn't know what you were coming into.
Lessard stayed in Fallujah for 10 days or so before another unit was brought in to relieve him. At that point, the worst of the fighting was over. But U.S. forces still faced another month of trying to root out insurgents. Lessard knows he was lucky.
If I was 2 feet to the left in certain spots, my head would have been all over the street. You know what I mean? You hear a bullet whiz by you, and it really puts things in perspective.
10 years later, Lessard has conflicted feelings about the battle. On one hand, he knows that 95 American troops did not survive. About half of them died in the month after major fighting was over. On the other hand, he's proud that he was there.
That someday is going to be a historical battle. That's going to be in all the history books. That's what Marines are going to learn about Fallujah, like I learned about all the Marine battles before my time. You know, it's a style of fighting, and you're not fighting guys in uniform that you can identify as your enemy. You don't know who's who. And it's like I said, it's like walking down here on ComAv by BU. Imagine fighting a war in this right now. You could be anywhere, and all it is a quick muzzle right out the window.
Lessard is now a Boston firefighter. He also works as program director of the group Mass Fallen Heroes. He describes the organization as a sort of one-stop assistance shop for veterans and their families, whether they need legal help, advice for getting benefits, or just help getting a job. Lessard says he wants to help other veterans and that his combat experience in Fallujah gives him a certain level of credibility.
Not that I search for that a lot, but it adds credibility that when I speak on veterans' issues or I speak on stuff with the war, I can actually say, I was there, I did it, and I chewed the dirt.
Mass Fallen Heroes just broke ground on a memorial in Boston's Seaport District for those killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. That memorial is expected to be completed in about a year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.